The portion of God's Word for our consideration this morning is the psalm that we just sang, Psalm 98. Listen again to the first couple of verses of that psalm. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. Thus far the text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Be seated. There is nothing new under the sun. So says Solomon in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. Now, if that's the case, then what do we do with this psalm that we're considering today? Sing to the Lord a new song. How can we sing something that is new when there is nothing new? Well, I suppose it would help if I weren't pitting one verse of Scripture against another. In that first chapter of Ecclesiastes, Solomon's words refer to how in man's eyes the world never changes. It just keeps plodding along day after day, never really getting any better or any worse. It just is. We're kind of stuck with the world the way that it is, and there's really nothing that we can do to change it. And if that sounds a little depressing, keep in mind that the overarching theme in that first chapter, the main emphasis is how everything is vanity or meaningless. But the attitude of David in Psalm 98 is, to put it mildly, a bit more upbeat. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, he says. And that new song, well, it never gets old. Notice how David continues. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. That's the message that we need to hear, that God, the Almighty God, has worked salvation. We need to hear that message again and again and again. Why? Because we sin again and again and again. Sure, we might go through some streaks where we think that we're starting to make some progress against a pet sin. Maybe that we're almost ready to crest over that hill in our uphill climb as we're battling against some particular sin. And then, bam, out of nowhere, we slip in a moment of weakness. And we're right back down at the bottom of that hill, trying to figure out what happened. Trying to figure out if we have enough in us to start that uphill climb again. Or maybe we need to hear the message that God has worked salvation because we're caught in the sin of being resentful or mad at God for making all sorts of rules by which we're to live. Think about it. We're supposed to be singing to the Lord, and yet he's given us all these rules that restrict us, all these rules that keep us from having any kind of fun, all these rules that are so impossible that no one could ever keep them. And then look at all of the bad things that happen in this world, all the so-called natural disasters that take thousands upon thousands of lives year after year. How could a God who's supposed to be loving do that to this world? And then look at my own life and the life of those closest to me, all of the bad things that happen, the sickness, the cancer, the heart attack, the unemployment, the depression. How can I sing to the Lord? Again, note about what David says to sing. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. In his mighty wisdom, God came up with a plan to rescue us, to save us. Even before we were born, and remember that even not just at our birth, but in our conception, we're wallowing in sin. Before that time, God promised a plan. He promised to send his only Son, to be the one who pulls us out of doom and despair. Otherwise, if we were to rely on our own good ideas about how to get out of hell and make it to heaven, we would still be lost. We would have no hope. But Jesus came to change that. The very Son of God came to this earth as one of us, and he made it past all of the temptations that we have ever faced and that we will ever face. Jesus then willingly went to the cross with all of our sins of selfishness on him to pay the penalty that we owed, to pay the penalty of death and hell. And then God put his ultimate seal of approval on what his Son had done by raising him from the dead to guarantee that you do have and would have something to sing about, eternal life with him. You see, that new song that we sing is because of God's new covenant with us, his own people. Gone are any ideas about trying to win salvation on our own, by our own efforts. Our own efforts, as Isaiah reminds us, are like filthy rags. But through his Son, God has established a covenant with us, his people. He has chosen us as his people. He has made us his people. Those who willingly and gladly sing the praises for what he has done. And that new song that we sing never gets old. And that's also a good thing because the whole world is going to be judged according to that new covenant. After speaking about how the entire physical world joins with us in praising our God, David says, God will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. You see, even the physical world is affected by the sin that we brought into this world, the sin that Adam first brought into the world, and then our sins which continue to perpetuate the problems and pain of this world. The physical world suffers, and yet that physical world is going to rejoice along with us when God comes back, because God is going to come back and create a new heavens and a new earth. He's going to make all things new, and about that we sing. Jesus is going to look at us and say, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. No longer are we going to have to put up with any kind of pain or sickness or death or sin. All of those will be gone when our Lord returns. And so, what do we do with that incredible news? What do we do about it? We sing. We sing to the Lord a new song. Now, you may not consider yourself to be all that great of a singer. And trust me, I've heard some of you, and well, at least you're trying. And maybe you have no experience playing on a sound box with an aperture on the side and two upright arms spanned by a crosspiece with strings of the same or varying lengths, also known as a lyre. And maybe you wouldn't be able to pick up a trumpet or much less a ram's horn to make any kind of good sound out of that. It doesn't matter. Singing to the Lord a new song can be as simple as silently thanking God for the forgiveness of your sins. Singing to the Lord a new song can be as easy as whispering a prayer of thanks after surviving a close call. Singing to the Lord a new song can be as bold as telling a friend that Jesus has rescued them also. Keep singing that song that never gets old. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Almighty God, in your gracious wisdom, you powerfully provided salvation for us through the work of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Continue to look on us in mercy, forgiving us for our many and repeated shortcomings. Give us hearts that respond to your grace with songs of joy and thanksgiving, and help us to share the good news of your salvation with everyone that we can. Keep our eyes ever fixed on you, and also ever looking for the return of our Savior when he comes to take us home. In his blessed name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.